As I heard the plane flying low overhead this past Friday, I immediately knew what I was hearing. It was a military flyover in memory of Neil Armstrong, the first man to walk on the moon. Congregation Beth Adam is located near Indian Hill, the Cincinnati suburb where the memorial service for Armstrong was taking place. And while I lived relatively near Armstrong and probably shopped in some of the same stores as he, I never had the privilege of meeting him. It was general knowledge that Neil Armstrong was a humble man who didn't seek the spotlight, who didn't capitalize on his celebrity, who was unassuming and modest. I have to say, in the age of celebrity, when there are people whose only accomplishment seems to be attracting attention, it is refreshing that there was this man who accomplished an amazing feat yet remained modest. Surely, no one would have denied Neil Armstrong the right to have the spotlight shine on him. He walked on the moon. He was the first. He uttered that now iconic phrase, "This is one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." Yet he didn't seek celebrity, demand the spotlight. Perhaps it was simply his personality. Perhaps he understood that what he accomplished, he didn't accomplish alone. There was a team of people, other astronauts, scientists, engineers, and workers, all of whom made their contribution to human spaceflight and America landing people on the moon and returning them safely back to Earth. Armstrong knew that even as he was the first to step on the moon, there was another astronaut, Buzz Aldrin, who was in the lunar module waiting for his turn to descend and stand where only a total of 12 human beings have stood. Over my desk in my office is a photo taken from one of the early Apollo missions. It is Earthrise over the moon. It is an extraordinary photo that captures for me the vast distance, the isolation of space, the sheer immensity of the enterprise, and the bravery of the individuals who were willing to slip themselves into small spacecrafts and journey further than any human being had traveled before them. It reminded me of what President Kennedy said 50 years ago, September 12, 1962, about why we should go to the moon. He said, "We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do other things not because they are easy, but because they are hard." It seems to me that President Kennedy and those who accepted his challenge had a vision that was strong, clear, bold, uplifting, a sense that human beings working together can achieve great objectives, gain new knowledge, continue the upward sweep of history. With Neil Armstrong's death, a genuine hero has died. I only hope that the spirit that allowed our nation to send people to the moon has not died as well. It seems to me that we are at our best when we test our limits, push the boundaries, and challenge ourselves to accomplish great goals. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org. And as always, thanks for listening.